How do you utilize PET scanning in your practice?
I'm a very liberal PET getter in that I think PET is very useful even for the smallest of lesions and even for the lesions that, let's just say, conventional wisdom says it's going to be negative because it's wispy and it's not solid or it's too small. I mean, number one, any patient I'm considering for surgery that has a solid nodule of any size, usually 1 centimeter, of course, or 8 millimeters or greater, they get a PET scan. And I want to not only look at the nodes, but I want to look at distant disease. I want to see how high the SUV is, which I think in future studies may be very, very important with regard to stratification. For patients who have non-solid nodules or mixed nodules or who have pure ground glass opacities, if I get a PET scan and I've already given a trial of antibiotics, so I know this is not an inflammatory lesion, and I have somebody who's in the high-risk category or even non-smokers these days who present with these ground glass opacities, and I have a PET-positive scan, that gives me more of a, let's just say, an impetus to follow this patient even closer or to discuss minimally invasive techniques at very high quality centers for a needle biopsy of these lesions.